stand up on the spot. How the heck is everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, good to be here, everybody. My name is Jeremiah Watkins, and we got one awesome show for you here tonight. Who has never seen Stand Up on the Spot before? All right. And those of you who have seen the show, thank you, my one loyal returning person. Heck yeah, man. All right, let me explain how the show works. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're asking you guys, the audience, for suggestions. Then you yell stuff out, and we create stand-up on the spot based off of your suggestions. All right? So you're the co-stars of this show, so it's important that you yell out good stuff for us to talk about and not, like, stuff that you see right in front of you, you know, like flamingos. You know what I mean? You see that? Or, like, giant nose. You know what I mean? Like, like, try not to yell out stuff that's, like, on the surface level. Be thinking about some good stuff to yell out for us, and we'll try to make some gold out of it. I see a lot of people that are very skeptical of the format right now. They're like, dude, I don't know if I signed up for this. Well, we're in it right now. We're going to kick it off right now. What do you say, huh, guys? Amazing. Could I get my first suggestion?
Prison.
I feel like I wouldn't do well in prison. This dude said, you'd be fine. I've been there. You know, you just join with the right crew. Have you gone to prison before? Yeah? Okay, so you said, I'd be fine? Oh, like funny like is a pass. Yeah, I guess that is true. Like, because I worked at Starbucks and I was so bad at that job, but I made people laugh and they're like, huh, all right, you're all right here. And I literally could like barely function and like make a drink there. Like, you don't have to make drinks. You just keep making us laugh. One of the girls literally said, if you keep making us laugh, we'll cover you. I was like, oh, all right. This is dope right here. I was doing splits in the middle of my shift and stuff like that. I was like, oh, is that good? I just don't want to make drinks. Prison. What did you go to prison for? Arm robbery? Okay. Let me just readjust my skinny jeans real quick. Are you sure I wouldn't do bad in prison? I'm like, okay. I don't know about this. Armed robbery. What did you rob? This is the scariest opening to Stand Up on the Spot that I've ever had. And I love how honest this man is. I saw the tattoos on his arm. I saw the Miami Dolphins jacket. I didn't want to make any assumptions. Wow. How long did you go to?
Year and a half?
Yeah,
you did 6 months for the reception.
Reception? That sounds like too nice of a thing for prison. Like, welcome. You're going to be staying here. Now, don't whittle the soap into shivs or you go in timeout, okay? And now there's party favors at lunch. There's bologna and there's razor blades in them. Watch out for those. Reception. Okay, yeah. And there's a reception and then?
Definitely level you out. So level 4 is max, 3, 2. So level 3 is everybody goes to reception at level 3. And I level you out. That's maximum security, minimum.
Did you have to join a gang or a clique or anything? You're from a gang already? Okay. I feel like he's the best and worst gang member ever. He's like, what do you need to know? Yeah, armed robbery? Totally did in there. Yeah. Like, is he a snitch? Not really. Like, he's pretty honest and just open with everything. People, that's Jimmy Talks over there. Don't worry about him. Yeah, it's Jimmy Talks. What do you want to know? Yeah. Armed robbery, year and a half, yeah. Did I kill a guy? Yeah, I might have. That's Jimmy Talks, don't worry about him. Did you know this about him? No? Whoa, what's the relationship here?
He drove.
He was the getaway driver? Oh, you just met this dude. Yo, Tinder be crazy these days. Like, first date, like, what? Armed robbery? And he's like, okay, all right. Hey, did you have a good time tonight or what? You can tell me. I'm Jimmy Talks. That's like one of those like dolls, like a, hey, I'm Jimmy Talks. What do you want to know? Prison? All right, yeah. All right, I think I did pretty well with prison. Next suggestion.
This is the show, guys. Anything can happen. A guy in a front row confessing armed robbery? Are you kidding me?
Next suggestion. No pressure.
Sex toys.
Sex toys. Losing my virginity. Thank you for pulling the mask down to let me know what was up. He's like, hey, losing that virginity. And then put it right back on the face like, yeah. Tell me those secrets. Losing my virginity. Didn't lose my virginity till I was like 22, bro. Yeah, that wasn't the punchline yet. But they appreciated it. Because I grew up very religious, and I grew up in Kansas, and they told me growing up in the church, like, hey, if you have sex before marriage, you're going to hell. So that kind of kills the boner a little bit, you know what I mean? Just a little bit. But then, like, I had to work through it. Like, in my head, I was like, okay, if I have sex, like, if I... Like you keep, like, basically the mark keeps going back. Like, first I was like, I'm waiting until marriage. And then I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm not getting married for a while. And I was like, okay, if I love the girl, then I'll have sex. And then that's what it was. It was like, and the woman who I had sex with, she is my wife now. So you know she got that good, good. You know she got that good, good. She put it on me once and I was like, let's marry this. I mean, that's what it was. All it took was once. I was like, oh, marry me. That was the best feeling ever. You're amazing. I love you. I already loved you before, but I really love you now. Yeah, vagina is a powerful sex toy. It really is. It's way better than eggs or anything like that. The real thing is unbeatable. Especially wife vagina. You know what I mean? You know, like a... you know, like when there's a heavy backpack and you pick it up and like you sling it on and then sometimes it just gets right on your shoulders. That's what wife vagina is like. It's like hitting that every single time, just like, oh yeah, that's good. I can walk around in this forever. This is great. I feel like this crowd is a little hesitant with the sex material, but yet you keep asking me for it. It's a weird double entendre where people are like, no, virginity, all this stuff. And then I start talking about it and you're like, well, this is too much. He's doing the thing that we asked him to do. I don't know about this guy. Let's grab another suggestion.
Clouds. What?
Clouds. Thank you. That's all I was looking for. I was just looking for clouts. I like the guys who I see who are into vape clouts. You know what I mean? They're like... Do you see it? That's the Holocaust Museum. Do you see that? Mother Teresa. I like those guys who vape, you know, like they get all excited about it. The original vapor, Gandalf, Lord of the Rings.
Well, let me see what's in this, this pipe. Very good. Oh, very, very nice. Hobbits. I don't know how to tell you this, but you have to sacrifice yourself on this journey. Are you up for it? You can say yes because you're already high on the vape that I made you smoke. Perfect. You're going to be committing for thousands of miles along the way. Right? And your little hobbit feet will probably fall off and you'll probably die. But this is some good shit right here. Can we all agree? All right. Mordor on three. Three? Mordor!
That's basically Lord of the Rings for stoners. Who's ready to kick this thing off, guys, huh? All right. I'm very excited to bring this next comedian to the stage. I love this guy. One of my brothers. You may know him from your mom's house. He's got a great podcast called The Josh Potter Show. Please welcome my brother, Josh Potter, to the stage, everybody. Come on.
Oh, what's up, everybody? Give it up for Jeremiah one more time, huh? Oh, he's such a pure little angel, isn't he? Oh, my God. He fucked one woman ever. That's it. Even I've done more. Isn't that nuts? He's actively chose to fuck one woman ever. I think he left a little meat on the bone. Some of those suggestions were pretty good, I thought. I heard anal. I was like, oh, let me have that one, you know? I've been playing around with it a little bit, you know? I mean, a girl put a tongue in my butt one time, and then another one put a finger in, another one put, like, a object in. I thought, oh, boy. I think I might... Maybe I should go for a penis. I don't know what's going on. I also heard someone talking about armed robbery while I was in the green room. I go, is my boy Savvy Sosa here? That's what... I knew it. This guy follows me around like the Grateful Dead, folks. God bless. Hell yeah, dude. I was like, that's gotta be him. He's here. No one else would that be. It's unbelievable. I was like, is there a white guy talking about armed robbery? I think that's my guy out there. You're my boy. You are Crip? Okay, good. I didn't want to get it wrong. They don't like that, right? What if I was like, you're a blood? You would have been, I would have died right here on the stage, folks. You would have, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But thank you for coming. I appreciate it. All right. What do you say, a suggestion? Let's get it on the road here. Coachella. What? Well, that's too on the nose. What are we doing over here? What's that one? Coachella? I've never been good looking enough to attend. I have never gone because I fear that I'll get to the gate and they'll be like, what are you doing here? The Insane Cloud Posse party is down the road. Jugolo Fest, I believe it's called. The pores go that way. That's the point. Get out of here. Coachella is just where rich, beautiful people go to listen to Diplo. I don't know who they listen to. Who's the guy that died? Avicii? I'm sure they're still pumping him out there. They bring up a hologram of Avicii. All the people are like, doo, 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 doo. And then they fuck. They all fuck and do better drugs than I've ever seen in my life. It's euphoria, isn't it? Isn't Coachella euphoria? Not the feeling. It's the show, Euphoria, where high school kids all fuck each other and do better drugs than I'll ever get to. What's another one? Nashville. Well, dude, years after. I didn't hear what it was, but I assume it was good. Nashville. I don't understand how they've been exporting that hot chicken so well. I had no idea that was a thing, and now everywhere I go, Nashville hot chicken. I go, it's from Nashville, huh? This chicken's from Nashville? What makes it hot, you know? It tastes like teriyaki to me. That's all I got to say. Maybe my taste buds are off. I had COVID or something. I don't know. Did the Omicron make me so that I have no taste buds for Nashville hot chicken? I don't know what's going on anymore. The variants changed my ability to distinguish sauces. That would be my nightmare. Is it ranch? Is it blue cheese? I don't... What was the one over there?
Overtime?
Why did you say... You know I'm a Bills fan, don't you? You fucking piece of shit. You want me to make a statement about how I don't think the overtime rules are just in the NFL? I'll do a TED Talk here tonight about it. We're taping it. Put that shit on YouTube and get the commissioner to make some amendments in this fucking league. I mean, Jesus Lord. But no, I appreciate you rubbing salt into my wounds. That's really nice of you. I by the time overtime did happen, though, for the Bills Chiefs games, for those who don't know, I'm a big Bills fan. It's my whole personality. It's all that I've ever done in my life was watch them. You know, I don't have any skills or discerning talents. I just am good at catching a Bills game. That's like my best thing. It's my whole life, and they lost in the divisional round of the playoffs in overtime. And I was blackout drunk by that point because there was so many ups, there were so many downs. I didn't even realize we lost till the next day. That's the benefit of getting really face fucked when you're watching your favorite team play. Let's get something more nebulous for the room. Oh, you mean the bull? Like, I'm poor, but I'm not that poor. All right, you know. I drink Red Bull like a person. Okay. The logo is very just discerning for what type of person is drinking that. You know what I'm saying? They had to make it obnoxiously green. And, you know, now it's a real personality trait. It's like, I'm a monster. Do I look like, I have a PlayStation hoodie on. I probably look like a guy who's like, Monster Energy drinks my shit. I got like a tattoo
right here.
I got a fucking lifted truck with a big sticker on it on the back that says Monster Energy drink because I'm the shit. All right. I feel like it's also like synonymous with monster trucks. I mean, that makes sense, you know, now that I put two and two together, you know. I'm pretty high. Monster Energy drink, Monster Trucks, natural. I bet that's the marketing guy's pitch. He goes in there, he's like, Monster Trucks, Monster Energy. And then everyone's heads exploded. And they had a new new marketing deal. You see? How about another?
Garlic.
Garlic? Is that what you said? Vampire defense mechanism? I hope that that's true, by the way, that if there were vampires, they would be like, garlic, oh God, you know, and then they would fucking melt or whatever they do. That's how I hope aliens are. Wouldn't it be sick if aliens were like vampires and they got like killed by garlic and a bunch of other stupid shit? That's my dream. Like aliens come down and like, we saw signs, right? Water makes them die. There was like another movie where they're like, oxygen, you know what I mean? It's always obvious shit that we just have in abundance. They're like, it's almost as if they didn't do any research on the planet, you know? It's pretty wild. That's what I want for when the aliens do come, is them to be like, garlic, holy shit, they're using this shit in everything. This was a rare herb on our, it's like poisonous, we don't have it on whatever fucking planet they're from, you know? And then they come here and they're like, holy hell, some of them are really fucking, these Italians really throwing it in a bunch of shit, you know? We're going to die. All right. How about another one? I just realized I probably can't even see the light. Did I miss it? Yes, I did. Well, before I'll do bifocals real quick. I can never have them. I think that involves having two eyes, right? Bifocals? The word bi, you know, suggests. No? I don't know anything. Well, I'll tell you, miss, I'm trying to just focal through the one right now, you know? Thank you. Some would argue I'm not. But what do you say we bring Jeremiah back up to the stage, huh? Come on back. Oh, boy, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong side.
Guys, keep it going for Josh Potter, guys.
Did I miss the light by a lot?
No, you killed
it. Okay, thank God.
So we are going to take some suggestions together now and see what we can come up with. Oh, here we go.
The yin and the yang, folks.
Oh, yeah, it's going down.
The purest boy. This guy, by the way, doesn't even say fuck in conversation, let alone on stage. And you made him talk about sex toys. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
Let's get a suggestion. What do we got?
Yes!
What's
that one's...
What did you say? Sanders. What Sanders?
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel?
He opted for that one. I was like, let's go with hers, but you do Colonel Sanders. You should literally be Colonel Sanders, by the way. Have you tried out for that part? You know, when they were like cycling through comedians?
I've auditioned for the voice of Colonel Sanders before.
I knew he would, folks.
Yeah.
You should be the young one, though. You're all thin and fucking chicks and stuff, you know? And he was like, try this original recipe, you know?
If that doesn't make people excited about chicken, I don't know what. Like, just slanging dick and chicken. Like, yeah. What's up?
If I know one thing better than chicken, it's pussy.
This dick is finger-licking good.
I'm Colonel Sanders. No, he was definitely fucking, though, Colonel Sanders, though, right? Like, in all seriousness.
I mean, with that white suit, you know it.
I mean...
Right? He had the bow tie on it?
What was that called? It's like a southern...
Oh, like, Oh, like with the thing?
Yeah, it's like racist wear. What's it called? I think it's a hood. A it's called a hood? No, I'm just kidding.
KKKFC?
It's finger looking good for certain people.
That's like Monster Energy. That's like Monster Energy and Monster Trucks coming together. It's the same.
Sunday.
Makes sense. It just makes sense.
By the way, if that was too much for you, freaking loosen up.
Right? Wait till we talk about religion. No, I'm just kidding. I'm bad at it. I don't do religion. You do it, though, yeah?
I feel like religions are kind of like the sampler dish on a menu for a lot of people.
They're yeah, that's
like,
me.
I'm going to try it, but I'm not really going to commit to the whole thing. You know what I mean?
I mean, is it weird to tell a story right now? I have this weird... I mean, I asked my mom one time what happens when we die, and she put me in a religion class. And I went in there, and I just tried to get all the other kids in the class to ask how big Jesus' dick was. None of these pussies would do it, though. It made me mad. I was like, I guess I'll do it, so I asked.
Did you do it?
I asked. Yeah, I got kicked. I didn't go back to the they wouldn't let me. I wanted to know. I feel like if he, you know, if he's up there on that cross, he better have a hog. Otherwise, I'm not believing in shit. That's all I'm saying.
Dude, I've literally been, like, surrounded by, like, church for, like in and out of my life for, like, many years. Asked. I've literally never thought about Jesus' penis size.
First thing I want to know.
That was your first... As a kid, you're like, how big is it? Yeah. If I want to believe in someone...
I was 12. Not necessarily. I was asking how big everyone's dick was. You know what I'm saying? I was like...
Mom, how big's your dick? I don't understand things.
I was 12. I was asking all about penises all up and down.
Let's grab one more suggestion. What we got? Russia and what else?
Family trauma.
Russia and family trauma?
That's such a... You pick such, like, layered... Like, you're like a lasagna in just the topics you pick. Russia, I don't know anything about that. So, let's...
I feel like Russia...
They're bad, right?
I feel like Russia, you can be the happiest person, but they all sound like they have family trauma. Do you know what I mean? This is like, it's layered in the accent. Like, hey, how are you doing today?
It's all right. I don't know.
Did someone touch you?
I do not want to talk about that.
Why do the men have such scary accents and then the women have the same one, but it's like, you're making my dick hard right now.
Hello, Josh Butter.
That's so hot. And then you hear a guy do it and you're like, oh my lord.
I'm going to wrap my fist around your body 1,000 times.
coming out of a guy, I'm like, I'm perplexed right now. I don't even know.
So if I was to put on a wig right now and do a Russian accent, that would
take a few more drinks and maybe take these off a little bit. But
let's grab one more suggestion. What do we got, guys? Feet. All right, perfect.
That's one kink that's escaped me. You know, I don't understand. I mean, that's like watching. It's like when they do like foot jobs and shit. Like, I'm like, what are we watching here? It's like watching an animal jerk a dick off. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you just like
the fumbling around. You don't want opposable thumbs. You want us to de-evolution. What are we talking about with the feet? I don't understand. You know, I never got it.
You don't like freaking this, dude?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't.
You don't like freaking? Huh? You don't like that? Huh? Huh? That's not doing anything for you,
dude.
Huh?
It's.
What if I put on Russian accent and do this? What about this? Do you like this?
Josh Potter, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, how's everybody doing? You guys doing well now, huh? We're getting into it. The energy's building. I'm feeling the good vibes in here. I want you guys to keep this energy going for this next comedian. I love this guy. He's got a great Amazon special called Scaredy Cat. He is an amazing voiceover artist. I love this guy. He's everything he touches is comedy greatness. Please welcome my brother, Tony Baker, to the stage, guys. Come on.
What's happening, guys? Jesus had the biggest dick this side of Damascus. Not a lot of people know that. I read that the other day. I'm like, oh, he was packing out here, biblically. Biblically packing, man. All right, what we got, guys? What we working? College, man, college. So college, right, guys? College is tough. They just take our money and then we owe after we graduate for a shit job. But college is a good time. It lets you know who you really are. When you go to college, that's when you find yourself. You in there, you broke, you struggling, you experimenting sexually, you just out there on the streets, you feel grown for the first time, you're failing, you're passing. It's a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? You're changing your major, you're filling out financial aid, paperwork, Pell Grants, the Department of Black Programs, Hispanic Studies. Now you're in different groups now. You join in choir, you're gay for like 1 week, and then you come back. You join in sororities, fraternities, you're leaving while people are talking. It's a lot going on in college, man. All of this happens in college. You're falling asleep in class, you're sitting in the back. What I never liked about college, the teachers always moved around the whole class. Remember when you could hide in the back? College professors, they was like, and in what way did the economic shift, how did that affect the Industrial Revolution? Like, I thought I could hide back here. Nah, man, I'm moving. You could hide in high school. They was moving around. I hated those teachers that came in arrogant. Like, they first day, 70% of y'all are gonna fail this course. Like, God damn, I know I'm in that 70%. I'm out. Why would you start the course that way, man? Open your syllabus. Turn to the back page. You're failing. Nobody passes my class. It's like they take pride in it. You're a trash teacher, man. What else we got? Man, get off me, man. Los Angeles, man. Sick of L.A., man. L.A. is overrated, man. Ashy-ass skyline. Got the worst skyline in hip hop. You ever do your little hike, then you get up there? There's Los Angeles. Where? I can't, this dirt, filth. I can't make out the buildings. The only time you get a clear shot is if it rains. That's the only time you get a clear LA sky, man. LA has two different skylines. It's got the one downtown, and it's got that extra one with the Die Hard building. It's weird, man. Supposed to be consolidated in one area. L.A. got the worst downtown in hip-hop, man. Trash. How you gonna be the second largest city in America? Downtown ain't even hot. We over here. We in Hollywood. Downtown's supposed to be the place to be, but nah. And man, but if you homeless, downtown L.A. is cracking. It's popping if you homeless, man. It's 50 million homeless people in downtown. If people really be living downtown, a whole homeless community out front, you come outside, excuse me, sir. Every morning, I'm like, how you living down here, man? They be having their little tents set up. I'll be like, God damn, man. You turn one corner, you be like, shit. It's funny about L.A., when you first moved to L.A., I grew up in the Midwest where you know you in a bad neighborhood. L.A. will fool you. Because even the bad neighborhoods look relatively nice compared to the rest of the country. You're like, oh, you got a lawn, grass, okay. Whoa, they shooting out there? You're doing it. In the Midwest, it look like abandoned buildings. Like, man, they tearing that down tomorrow. We live here as a family. Oh, shit. You still in there? Put the bulldozer back up. I ain't know there was a family in there. L.A. is a tad overrated, though. It's cool and all, but it's a tad overrated, you know what I'm saying? And the prices. They're just making up rent. One bedroom, $8,000 a month. Come on, I'll show you the rent. All right, that's done. That's done. It's the whole apartment. This, hey, you see hardwood floors. All right, then come on back. $8,000 a month, no bath. No bath yet. We got a Chevron on the corner. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. You're in the heart of downtown. Like 87 homeless people in your lobby. What else?
Book bands.
Who?
Book bands.
Oh, book bands. Yeah, that's nerdy. Book bands, huh, guys? Man, they banning books. Reading books puts me to sleep, man. Nothing puts me to sleep faster than cracking open a nice novel, huh? I'm out of here. As soon as I opened the page, it was 1915. Prohibition. I grew up reading comic books. If they ban comic books, that's when I'm raising hell. They start throwing comic books in the fire, that's when I'm showing up. I'm like, this is outrageous, Spider-Man, Venom. Did you do this? The uncanny X-Men, they had some shit to say in those books. I've read a few books, though. I read Steve Martin's book. I read Charlie Murphy's book, Common's book. Tried to read It by Stephen King. That shit was biblical in size. Like, Stephen King was just talking his ass off. A lot of talking and racism in the Stephen King book, man. Low-key sliding it in every novel. They didn't like blacks. Like, what that got to do with anything? Why you throwing that in there, Stephen? What you got to get off your chest? I feel the same way about Quentin Tarantino, man. He be throwing that N-word in every goddamn movie he does. I'm like, man, what you doing, man? What else we got?
Anime.
And, ooh, you was ready for that. She was like, I'm gonna get this. She was waiting. She was looking at y'all. She was like, anime, goddamn. Anime is a good time. They just cry too much in that shit, man. I'd be crying for 15 minutes, man. I'm like, shut up, man. Where's the action at? I'm all action, man. Stop crying so much in anime, man. Turns me off. Because I got introduced to anime. I think the first anime I ever saw was Fist of the North Star. And I was like, yo, his head exploded. They died. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't used to that. I grew up on G.I. Joe and, like, you know, Transformers. They never died in episodes. G.I. Joe, they shooting, everybody missing, they talking. So, Duke, what are we gonna do, man? All right, you gonna cut around the backside. I'm like, man, war looked like a good time. Nobody hits. But then Transformers, the movie, the cartoon movie, where people died, Optimus Prime specifically tore my life in half as a kid. He died, I was like, no, man. Prime, he turned black on the table. I was like, and it was that anime style of animation for Transformers, the movie. Because I think anime has some of the best animation in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And so, but anime will take it there. It'd be full sex, titties. Because Ninja Scroll is my favorite anime of all time. But it was mad sexual in that joint. I was like, man, it's going down in here. So I was like, anything goes in anime. But then it could be cute, and then it could be weird. And I don't like the way the Japanese portray black people. I don't like how they make us look in video games and anime. It'd be like, we just fools to y'all over there in Japan, huh? I didn't like the visual. We all dancing, smiling, and happy with big ass miles. I'm like, man, fuck this. That's how y'all see us in anime, man. I always noticed that, man. So anime, I'm extremely picky because it's a lot of whining and crying. But Demon Slayer is pretty good. But he be talking too much. Just get to fighting, man. Just fight. Hush. What else?
The Batman.
The Batman? Is that the new one?
Yeah.
With Robert Pattinson is Batman. I feel like Robert Pattinson never gave me man vibes, though. He's more like guy, bat guy. He should be Bat Guy, the Bat Guy. Robert Pattinson gives me guy vibes. You know he's a grown man, but he's a guy. You know what I'm saying? Just a guy. He's not giving me man. Because when you Batman, you a man. Like, I need to see that under right here, man. Well, Batman come in because he's all chin and lips. Man. I think Batman's lips should be ashy, too. That lets you know he don't give a fuck. Coming in, ashy lips, like, hey, what y'all doing in here? Crime, huh? Oh, shit, his lips are chapped. Because if his lips are moisturized, you ain't going to be scared. He got shit to lose if his lips are moisturized. If Batman had ashy lips, you know it's going down, man. He going to break our necks, man. His lips is ashy. But I'm looking forward to the Batman. I've avoided all trailers of the Batman. Every time I'm in theaters, it comes on, I look down, I get on my phone. I don't want to see any visuals. I've been hearing it, but I haven't seen. Oh, I saw like the teaser where he was just beating somebody. He was beating the shit out of somebody. I'm like, ooh, yeah. Because I feel like Batman can always step the fight choreography up. You know what I'm saying? As good as Christopher Nolan Batman movies were, the fight choreography was just shaky cam. They was cheating. They was like, oh, yeah, he's really moving. That's how fast he is. You don't know what just happened. Like, come on, let us see the moves, man. That's my only gripe with the Christopher Nolan. Well, actually, I don't like how Bane died. That was some bullshit. And then the old girl had a horrible death in The Dark Knight Rises. She was like, You want an Oscar. That's the best you got. The best Batman fight scene in film that I've ever seen is in Batman versus Superman when he went to go get Martha Kent. That's the best time. Batman was killing people. He was breaking. He was ashy lipped. And he was putting the work in. That's all I want to see in this new bad guy. You know what I'm saying? And I like Zoe Kravitz's Catwoman. She's sexy. You know what I'm saying? Catwoman's supposed to be sexy. She's supposed to be like, oh, God damn, Catwoman. You know what I'm saying? Like, Anne Hathaway doesn't give sexy vibes. She gives intelligent, good conversation. College-educated book bands. That's what I expect from Anne Hathaway. Zoe Kravitz, though, I'm like, oh, yeah. I can see Batman like, man, what you trying to do with Zoe? Anyway, that's my time, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all. I'm bringing up Jeremiah back up here. I'll keep this mic, man.
Keep it going for Tony Baker, ladies and gentlemen.
Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
What do we got? Let's grab a suggestion or two.
Worst date.
That's a question.
That is a question.
Yeah, that's not even a suggestion. That's hard hitting right there. I'm undefeated in dates.
Yeah? You're good at dates?
Man, I'm the dating master. I'm a good ass time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I have had a bad day before.
You haven't either?
Believe it or not. No, I've had them. Yeah,
oh, you've had several?
I've had them. Yeah, I remember this whenever someone says, like, if you've ever been on a bad date or worst date, I always think of a moment where, like, I panicked and didn't make my move on the girl. Like, yeah. Like things were, like, wrapping up at the end of the night kind of thing.
Okay, so you walked into the door.
So, well, everything
at?
Was... She drove me to the movie.
Oh, you're losing already. You're losing already. Pick me up. Did you pay for the movie?
She bought my ticket, bro.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
And then at the end of the night, we're sitting in her car, right? And it's that moment, like, I'm in the passenger seat.
Right.
And I have to decide whether I'm going to lean in and make the move.
No. She's the man in this. She was supposed to make the move on you at this point. She took you out.
She took me
but
out.
But keep going.
So then, I don't know what happened, but I got something in my eye.
Oh, Jesus.
I start shooting out tears, and I literally go, I don't know what's happening. And then I'm like, I'm going to go. I had a great time, but I'm going to go inside now. And, like, that was the end of the night.
Of course it was. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we worked together. We were
co-workers. What was the next shift like?
Well, so it was a car wash, right? Uh-huh. And I used to wash the cars and she was a cashier.
Okay.
And like,
A little separation there.
Right. Yeah. Like, I used to get taquitos and drinks all the time. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't go inside for like a month.
Like,
I would tell all my boys, I'd be like, hey, can you give me a taquito? I'm not going inside.
Hell no.
This ain't happening.
What was the movie?
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah.
Great movie, man.
I know. She had good taste in movies, but obviously not good taste in men.
She picked the movie as well.
She picked the movie as well.
What did you bring to the table?
I brought nothing. That's why it was such a horrible date, dude. It's all me. She killed it on every front.
Did you ask her out or did she ask you?
She asked me out.
Oh, well then she asked you out.
Yeah.
Oh, well then you good.
Did I crap the bed that bad?
No, you weren't supposed to do anything. She asked you out. She was supposed to bring the A-game. She was supposed to pick the movie, drive. No, no. Equality. We talking equality here. Ladies, when you ask a guy out, pull up, pick us up, pay for the shit, pick the movie, and smash us. Equality. This is what we're doing out here.
So here's the problem. I didn't have an, if I would so you, what you're saying is like if I would have treated myself better and had more confidence in myself, I could have been the hot girl that's like, okay.
Yeah, you already washing cars. You was out there like, if she was in there ringing people up, you was oh, the movie, sure, and then you go back and mix it in.
Ooh, I missed a spot.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Let's grab another suggestion. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Tiger Woods.
Did you have more or less respect for him when you knew how many chicks he was?
I had. I looked at Tiger Woods as a tight ass before that incident.
I think we all did.
Look at this square dude right here. You know what I'm saying? And finding out he had all those women, I was like, okay, Tiger, you're goddamn right. And I respect his wife for leaving him when she found out. Because a lot of women stick around
because he is the money or whatever.
Like, man, fuck no. She was out. And so he could have been. But then I feel like that, you know, we all know that kind of messed up his game. Like that whole thing.
Sure.
Once the shit hit the fan, he was never the same after that. And I feel like they had a good thing going. Him cheating, flirting with mad women on the side, got the woman at home, the kids, and it was like, yeah, golf. He had a nice little system. But then when you're single, you get overly distracted. Because there's women everywhere. You can mac to who you want to mac to, you know what I'm saying? Girls are asking him out, you know what I'm saying? Picking him up, picking the movie. I just feel like they ruined a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
And so why kill the momentum at that point?
Yeah. Right. You know, leave them later or shit.
Yeah.
I forgot how they find out.
Crashed his car.
Yeah. Oh, he had the accident.
Thanksgiving or something. She, like, golf-clubbed his car.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
She found out through she texted one of his mistresses pretending to be him.
Oh.
That's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cold busted.
Yo, is that Tiger Woods?
I'll tell you what happened.
He's yelled out suggestions like, hey, I want to be in the lexicon again. Can you start talking about me? Maybe my game will improve or something.
And now his son is golfing now.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
That's super pressure.
Oh, my God.
You got to live up to him?
I mean, it's just like the Jordan thing. It's like, your dad's Jordan. Like,
I wonder if he's telling them, though, hey, man, keep a lot of women in rotation. It's going to help your golf game tremendously. Because golfers be cheating, man. A lot of people look at, you know, the NBA athletes and stuff like that as, you know, womanizers and ladies, man. Watch out for these golf dudes, man. Jack Nicklaus, he was out here with these hoes. He'd be pulling up in the golf cart, get in, bitch. I'm like, whoa, this guy's ridiculous. Arnold Palmer?
If you have a drink named after you.
He was a savage, man. Mm-hmm. I can get you a drink. You know it's named after me. And they was buying his hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, man. Golf.
Let's grab one more suggestion, guys. What do we got?
Doctors.
Doctors. Doctors are overpaid, some of them.
Yeah, sometimes when you go into an appointment and they're not in the office for that long, you're like, what am I paying for?
It's bullshit.
Like, I kind of want to be worked over a little bit.
The nurses be doing all the heavy lifting. Yep. They come in there for a hot second, ooh, looking at your chart. Have you been stressed? Yeah, it's stress. And then they leave.
But this is why the nurses get paid less, is because they're on TikTok and the doctors are not on TikTok.
Man, they need to be paid more for being on TikTok. Some of them should be fine. Nurses should be fine. Are you a nurse? Look at her, man. Look at this. That's what I'm talking about.
Are you on TikTok? Okay.
Well, I bet you she was on TikTok in the scrubs dancing with the Crocs. I know y'all be wearing Crocs and scrubs. That's your TikTok name, Crocs and Scrubs, and you be dancing. 100,000 followers overnight.
Crocs and Scrubs sounds like our buddy nurse movie.
Yeah, Crocs and Scrubs.
Crocs and Scrubs.
And that happens to be our last names. Let's do that shit. All right. Gus Scrubs. Who say, who's Crocs? He's Crocs. I'm Scrubs. Yeah, man. But I do feel like they, not all of them, not like a surgeon that'll save your life, get all the money you can.
Right.
But them other, like the family physician, they don't be doing shit. I'll be in there like, hey, man, my eyeball fell out. Have you been stressed? Yes, because my eyeball is hanging loose. Let me get you a prescription. Bullshit.
Nurse, come
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, then the nurse comes back in. Yeah, yeah. Taking my shirt off.
Guys, give it up for Tony Baker. Yeah, all right. How's everybody feeling, huh? All right, this next comedian coming to the stage, I absolutely love her. You may know her from her podcast, Sharp Tongue Podcast. She's been on so many things, and every time I see her, I light up. Please welcome my sister, Jessie Mae Peluso, to the stage. Come on.
Smoking weed? I love weed. I really do. Weed's amazing, man. Weed is magical. It's not a drug, it's a medicine. It's a medicine that brings you into the moment. And most of us take shit that takes us out of the moment. We wonder why we're depressed and angry and out of touch. Weed is a medicine. I think it's necessary. I can't wait for its legalization. I think it's necessary. I stand for it. Weed, on the first hand, I witnessed for myself. I lost a parent. I lost both my parents in the pandemic. It wasn't COVID. I needed the insurance money. Listen, the artists had to adapt. We had to find other sources of income. No, my dad died years ago. And weed really helped me when he was sick. You know, he had Alzheimer's. Anyone dealing with Alzheimer's? It's a brutal disease. You know, they forget themselves, they forget where they are, they forget who you are. But weed, for me, helped me be able to, like, sort of deal with that. I remember one day I was smoking, I was just walking around the neighborhood and was puffing. It was like, I don't know, like 8 a.m. or some shit. I'm walking out with my t-shirt and my titties down, just seeing what kind of rich dads are bored with their wives. How you doing, Tony? And my dad called. And this was a rare occurrence in his disease because he used to call me every single day, but the disease sort of made him forget it. And he called me on this one particular day and I was so excited. And he was like, hey, babe, how you doing? I'm like, I'm good, Dad. How are you? He's like, I'm good. Just trying to get some things together in my mind. And I was like, all right, shoot, what you got? He was like, well, I'm just trying to think, like, who's Emily? I was like, oh, that's my sister. That's your daughter. I don't trust her. I don't trust her at all. You should take that bitch off the will. I'm pretty sure she's been stealing from you, bro. He was like, all right, all right. He's like, who's Nancy? I was like, oh, that's like your third or fourth wife. You guys still like each other. You guys, I fuck. It's cute. Yeah, you guys are still in love. And he was like, okay. And then he was like, now who are you? And for any other human being hearing that shit, it would break you apart. Your dad, your best friend, forgetting who you were. But when you're enjoying the medicine of marijuana, it just became like an existential question. Yeah, bro, who the fuck am I? Who's anybody? I think we're all the same, Dad. Thanks for the conversation. What else we got? Puppies. Puppies are so fucking cute, I want to kick them! I want to kick him. Am I the only person? I can't. Oh, God, what's your name? I don't care. I'm going to fucking kick you in the face. I had to Google, why do I want to murder puppies? And Google told me it's called cute aggression. I'm like, cool, this is legal? All right, I won't do it, but I fucking want to. Well, just you take their face and you pull it up and you pull it down and you pull it up and you pull it down. And your breath smells so good. Give me your whole mouth. I'm dying alone. That's what that was a story about. I have three of them because love isn't real. What else we got? Babies! Yo, I would breastfeed a labradoodle before a baby latches on. Gross! It's just, you know what's so fucked up about babies? Is like they come into the world and they have all the answers of the universe because they just came out of the universe, but they can't talk! You're like, tell me what you know. What have you seen? Where the fuck did you come from? I know you were in the womb, but before that, were you floating in outer space? What does Andromeda smell like? I think the problem with babies is women want them. But I don't know if they ask themselves if they want a baby or do they want to be a mother? Because those are two different questions. Do you want a baby or do you want to be a mom? Because one of those things produces a stripper. And the other produces a graduate. Yes. So you got to make sure you know the answer to that question before you open your legs and just let someone blow a load in there. Next question. Okay, well, last one for me. What you guys got?
Alligators.
Fucking alligators. You know, the one thing about alligators, I can never tell the difference between them and the crocodile. Why are there two of you? You're the same. You can feel, look, I got a tooth. My lower incisor goes over my upper lip. Fuck you, Carl. You're a fucking nerd. You're the same as that guy. Stop trying to be so different. White people got to stop fucking with alligators. White people love really exotic, dangerous creatures. They just love it. It's like the white person is to the alligator as the Saudi Arabian is to like the rare albino lion. There's always some rich Saudi Arabian dude with like a tiger on his lap, on his couch, on his like, oh, is that really where the fucking line is with you guys? The word Saudi Arabian really sets you off. Look at a map. They're rich. They own exotic animals. Alligators are fucked up, man. They shouldn't be here. The alligator, you know what the alligator is? The alligator's a sign of our sixth extinction. The fact that they've survived as long as they survived and they're so chill, they're just like, hey, bitch. Oh, I'm just chilling in this river waiting for your ass to fall out that canoe. I ain't got a rush, bitch. I got 150 million years on my ass. Wow. We really permeated a lot of topics. Should we bring Zaddy Warbucks back up? Jeremiah Watkins. Is that you?
Guys, give it over to Jesse May Peluso.
I love you so much.
I love you so much. Yeah. Let's grab a suggestion or two.
Yes, do it.
What do we got? What's that?
Side chicks.
Side chicks. Have you ever been a side chick?
Oh, hell yeah. It's the best. Oh, it's the best. Not anymore because I love myself. But in the 20s, oh, make me a side chick, bitch. I am mayonnaise. Make me a side chick. Make me a side chick. Take me for a ride in your Aston Martin when your wife is away. That's so much fun. They judge. Oh, you did this, you did that. Fuck you, I was a side chick. Yeah, I got out of my system when I was an asshole.
I don't know.
So when I grow up to be a woman, I know what the fuck to look for.
I mean, it's true. When you said when you were a side chick in the 20s, I just went down a completely different rabbit hole in my
after
brain.
Like the Spanish flu?
Yeah. Like you still have a mask, I'm like...
Yeah, I'll suck your dick through the mask. Don't worry about it.
Like, no.
Hey, do you want to go see a Chaplin film? Come on. You won't be silent in the movie.
Being a side chick in the fucking...
In the 20s?
Gross.
Come on.
Ew.
Great Depression, side chick.
That's...
I'll suck your dick for a grape.
What? What? For a grape? What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
Let's be real. I'll still do that.
Okay. If it's a ripe grape, okay.
Listen, that's a good grape. Is that organic?
Yo,
oh,
is
shit.
It purple or is it green? Is it seedless? This won't be seedless at all.
Oh, too much. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I missed you so much. He's one of my favorites.
What else we got? What other suggestions?
Quarantine hobbies.
Quarantine hobbies. Did you pick up my wife and I, like, after we saw Queen's Gambit, we like bought a chess board. We were one of those idiots that were like, I think we're chess people now. We haven't done it our entire lives. I taught my wife how to play chess, and it like lasted for like a couple weeks, and that was it. But like, literally, they were running out of chess boards everywhere after Queen's Gambit because so many dumb white people were like, I think I like chess now. This sounds cool, you know what I mean? Like, it's intellectual, and like, there's a Netflix series about it. Let's get into it. What do you think?
I did that. I bought a chessboard. I just used it for my drinks, though. I just used it as like a coaster. I was like, I'll put my drink right there and my remote control and my vibrator. Queen's Gambit, bitch. Let's go. I'm ready for Tiger King 2.
Ciroc to L9. Okay, here we go. Was that kind of a night? Let's go. Is that an olive? I didn't put that there. Whose olive is this? What else we got?
That's it.
Museums. New Yorkers.
New Yorkers are the fucking best.
Are they?
They are, because they're the worst. No, they're the best. I lived in New York City for like 11 years. And everyone's on a grind. Everyone's on a grind. It's just a different vibe. People say fuck you to your face and you're like, good morning. You step over homeless people and it's not that big of a deal. It's a great place to live in your 20s, I think, as a chick. Like, I had so much fun running around that city and just hoping I wasn't pregnant or had venereal diseases. I tossed a kitty around that whole city. And God bless. Not one pregnancy, not one dirty cooch, you know? Thank you. Thank you, Sons of Anarchy. He's definitely been in jail.
That was the guy.
Oh, that? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Armed robbery.
Yep, for sure. That's hot. Yep. That's hot. Good for you. This is a new porno right here, for sure. It's happening.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Where'd Yellowstone go? Where'd that guy go? The one with the full beard.
I don't know.
Rip Wheeler? I'm just yelling out my own suggestions.
Yeah, the ones that you want.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Airplane etiquette.
Airplane etiquette?
You know what?
Do you want to hear? We fly as part of our living, so like, we have specific etiquette.
No more feet out on a fucking airplane.
Put your feet inside the shoe.
No more feet out on a fucking airplane. You gotta stop canceling comedians and start canceling bitches who put their feet between the seat. No more clipping your toenails on an airplane.
Oh.
Don't. Okay, Spirit Air. Fingered all of it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the people who are breeders. No more motherfucking babies on an airplane. Tell your mother-in-law to take a van to Utah. I do condone sex in the bathroom.
Have you ever had sex in... Have you been in the Mile High Club?
I liked you stumbling through that question.
Because I locked eyes with you and then I got nervous. I was like, I'm not... I was like, have you ever... she's looking at me. I should have looked away when I asked a question. I lost all confidence when you looked at me like, Jeremiah, are you really about to ask me this question? I'm like, never mind. Anyway, what you got?
I focused on your flamingos when you asked me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think airplane etiquette is something that really needs to be taken into consideration. There's a lot of people who have taken some, you know, what do they call that? Like liberties.
Yeah.
And you can really tell someone's entitlement by how they fly. And I think here's my idea. You guys tell me if it's too far. You remember guillotines? Well, we don't. They usually were run.
She said she is from the 20s. So.
Thank you. They usually were run by men who looked like our photographer right here. They were ran by men who looked like him. I think they should be in between the seats, and every time a bitch puts her ill pedicured foot, ka ka ka, you chop that shit off.
You've had this happen multiple times?
Yeah, in first class. Well, thank you. This is real leather.
But wait. When that happens, what do you say?
Elbow that bitch. I don't say anything. I fucking just pull a fucking ka-ka! I WWE this ba-ba-ba-ba!
This is me when a kid is kicking my seat or something. I get a little bit scary. Because I'm like a nice guy for the most part, but every once in a while I have flare-ups, you know?
What, like the shingles?
I get rage flare-ups as a nice guy every once in a while.
You get rage shingles.
Yeah, I get rage shingles. So if somebody's like kicking my seat or if they open like my window behind me or something like that,
yes.
I turn around and I go, this ain't happening. And then I look at the parent and I go, you need to control your kid right now. Because I'm about to go to sleep and I don't want to be woken up at all.
It's a 23-minute flight. I'm going from L.A. to San Francisco. And I need my goddamn sleep.
This
I'm low on iron, and your kid's a cunt.
Jesse Mapaluso, everybody.
Love you guys. Love you, Nina.
All right. We have reached our final comedian of the night. You guys have a little bit of energy left, huh? This next comedian, he voices the principal on an HBO Max show called 10-Year-Old Tom. His podcast is truly one of my favorites out there. I love this guy. Every time I see him, oh, here he comes to the stage. Oh,
fluff it up a little.
Okay.
But don't make it look phony. Like, they can edit the first one out. But maybe be like, this guy. Don't overdo it, because, you know, I need to. It would look good for my career if a younger guy was saying, oh, this fucking guy, when I was younger, I looked up to him. And then they'll edit that, and you'll watch it at home and be like, what the fuck? That didn't happen that way. Is that disrespectful?
No. I can, yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
Much. Thank you, Jeremiah.
You got it. All right, what can I say about this guy? Total mentor.
Are you kidding me? I can't believe she yelled out, it's okay. I got y'all, you fucks.
He had an amazing prank show on Tosh.0 for years. He has headlined...
Thing that's on now. People say, oh, he was on a show that's not on the air anymore. It's embarrassing.
He currently is the he's currently the voice of the principal on a show called 10-Year-Old Tom on HBO Max. He has a Netflix special that you can go home and stream right after this if you want. He's one of the top headliners in the country, really knows how to work a room. Please welcome my brother, my sibling, Todd Glass, to the stage.
Hey, first of all, right? I have braces. I'm not even shitting around. And I got you good. By the way, if you're on mushrooms and you squint your eyes, you can make pretend because my shirt's black and that's black that I am the whole size of that curtain. not for everybody. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, listen. Suggestions. See, I do it just in time before he goes, I didn't mind he fucked around, but he never got... Nope, just when people lost hope, he goes, that fuck. He went right in for the suggestions. He knew when it was time. What was yours?
Technology.
Now, I'm going to also be honest with you. Truth. I did not know. And then I swear to God, I'm going to fire away with this. But I think this is a good disclaimer, rightfully told. Jeremiah told me, but I didn't know that it was. I had a set when I came in here tonight. And then I walked in and I hear him explaining to the audience, okay, no one's got a set. I'm like, oh, and I like crumble it up in my pocket, humiliated. I'm like, of course I knew. But which is so. And then I had an edible. Now, my friend said, I smoke pot. My friend goes, you don't have to tell everybody you're high. And I get what he's saying. And a lot of times he's right. But tonight I think it's better you know that. So I'm going to try my hardest. If I can't think of anything that's moved to something else, this is not my biggest quality to ad lib like this. So please be patient. Please, sir. I won't. Nobody will be yelling out. I have people in the. You know what's adorable about that? That he wants that talked about so bad. I am going to do it. He's like, technology. He's like, nah, because if I don't keep reminding this fuck, he's going to be on to something else. So he's like, I think I should yell it out again. Technology. Come on, please do it. And I wouldn't. I'm going to do technology. I think my act. And by the way, I don't fight technology. I need help with it, but I'm not like one of those people. Oh, with the technology today, you know, it's everything's bad on the internet. Oh, with the internet, nobody can do anything good anymore. Listen, I didn't formulate a sentence there, but what? You're so good. You know, minor verbiage coming out of my mouth isn't in the good fucking comedic inflections. That's not good enough. So, but I think my act is going to turn into, because I want help. I want the new phone because every time I get it, there's a few things I'm glad I got. So you just get over that it's new and get it. You'll end up loving like certain things it does. But I need help. And I'm afraid I'm going to stoop to like start like trying to act like it's my act. Hey, does anyone know with the I-13? It seems like I go to press it for a picture. Anybody have that problem? But it's not really comedy. I'm like, oh, what do you have? He goes, no, you got to press it twice. I'm like, ah. People are like, I don't think this is stand-up comedy. I think this guy's having a hard time with technology and he's... Let me ask you a question. Anybody have this thing? I press it. Sometimes I say, hey, Siri, but then it gets my face, and I'm like, what the fuck? How did I get my face? All right, I didn't have a great example for that one. It's hard having examples. All right, I think I did good with that. And yes, I'm going to... thank you. I think I'm going to sit down. It's confident. Look at that. I still command the stage. Look at me. Commanding the stage, sitting. I just get it in your head, okay? Another suggestion. I'm sorry for yelling. And that's not bullshit. I'm just going to stop. Spas. Wow. Okay, somebody yelled out cheap alarm systems. What if I did that? People are like, nobody did yell that out, Todd. Just so I could do, people are like, just so I could do my own ideas. The crowd's like, I don't hear anybody yell that out. Okay, we got crane operator. People are, did you hear a guy say crane operator? All right, sir, but you're going to have to speak up. I barely heard you. The crowd's like, yeah, maybe that's, I barely heard him too, you know. And you have pre-planned, you know, routines with sound effects and light blackouts. That's right. All those jokes, all that would fit into one sentence. That's what's great about it. So whatever that bit what was I talking about? Oh, spas. They're nice. You know what? Not everything has to be so negative with comedians today. You know, like, why don't I say something nice about spas? That's funny, too. Just as funny to go, don't you fucking love spas? It's fucking great, you know? Pedicure, shut the fuck up. Get the fucking feet clean. And I agree with her on the airplane. Because people go, you see that? Yes. Yeah. Oh, Jeremiah asked her. Did you notice that? It pissed her off. I'm kidding. I like to have injecture, but completely wrong. Oh, she didn't like that. But I think he said to her, do you really see that? Yes, I do. The feet thing. I want to. The only good thing about the mask is I can sort of curse under my breath when I see shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how the fuck are you? But the reason you don't want to say anything is because you're going to be arguing with someone that does that. Probably not going to go anywhere. Anyway, so what I do is I spray Raid on it, and then I bite their feet. I start sucking on their toes, sucking and sucking and sucking till they fucking pull their foot down. Guy or girl, I don't give a shit if it's a baby. I'll suck on its toes, and then they go, move your toes away from that guy that's sucking your toes. I go, oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad. I just love sucking toes so much when they're that close. So you make them look like them. I wasn't mad. I was having a good time. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to anger you. Put the onus on them. All right, listen, thank you for, I heard my friend Daniel Kino laugh. He goes, maybe if you mention my name, they won't edit it out. I'll get my name out there. I'm trying to get some shit going. yell out something else. And just do me a favor. I will get to the plastic surgery. But Jeremiah, could you do me a favor? That way I don't have to worry about time. Just when you want me to, like, you know, bring it in, just give me, do something. Make a funny face in the back. Make duck sounds. Okay. I had a set plan for you people. Oh, Maybe I'll do one of the bits when Jeremiah, one of the bits we'll do when you come up. One that I had planned. All right. Another suggestion, please. Jeremiah, how do you think I'm doing? I think I'm doing good, too. I'm really, you know, I'm really bringing my A game. Not. Does that mean great upgrade? No. Spas. Wait, what did he say? Rednecks. You know, I don't. Please, people. I can't think of anything. It's embarrassing. You keep yelling stuff out. Can't you see I'm having a hard time? I mean, I'm not a bad guy. You could see I was having a very difficult time. I told you I was on pot food. And I thought you guys were going to be nice, but I was like, it's real. Everything you yelled is so good. And I'm like, I shouldn't know have something about that. When you yelled yours twice, and I was like, fuck, why can't I do something with that? And then you kept yelling things out. I'm very disappointed. Listen, all right, don't be rude. That guy's a friend of mine, and he's yelling out things I used to do. Okay, another suggestion. What was yours? Plastic surgery. What about it specifically? I make them. What about it specifically? Which, excuse me? Fake butts. And what about the butts? No, I just, for my comedy, I don't just do low-hanging fruit. I gotta ask questions, get to know what irks you about it, because that's how you find out if people really give a shit, because they're like, all right, three questions. But if you really did give a shit, you'd be like, I like this guy. He's getting narrowing it down. I'm gonna get a good, clean answer. So, the size. And what about it particularly makes you go, I need to talk about this? Why would they do it? See, so we answered the question. Why would they do it? That's the question. I don't know. See? I don't know. Now you see that, not that you knew your idea was going to go there. I didn't send that idea. These ideas all have a path. I just follow them there. That was just a question, basically. I don't know. I guess the best of us, I had a head transplant. I'm not going to lie to you. I had a head transplant 2 years ago today. The reason I don't talk about my age because most people don't believe how old I am. I am honestly, I'm 22 years old. I was 22. All right, you know what? I'm not even going to do the bit. My friend, you know what Jeremiah said? Todd, when you do that bit, they don't believe you're 22. But I'm 22. I swear to God. I swear to God. Why would I swear to God? To God. Seriously. That, even though you're like, well, it's not real. But yeah, it's still brave. I swear to God. Makes it funnier because you all fucking know I'm lying. But this guy's got the nerve. I swear to God. Why would I swear to God? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring back up Jeremiah Watkins. Woo! Look at me, I'm having so much fun. They'll get this. Will they use this? I think they'll use this in like a promo shot. This is the type of shit they love. Look at the comedians. They're wacky. No, they'll definitely use this. You know they'll use it. Jeremiah, act like you're like just doing stuff to me. Like, ah, it's Friday night at 8. That'll be a promo right there. And in the black, they could leave this part in. People definitely watch his fucking show.
Keep it going for Todd Glass, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry. I'm not even bringing my A game. I'm not saying that to be disrespectful because you're the sweetest, but this was like, for me, I did shit tonight. This isn't even my A game. That's how good I am. Well, if you saw, no, if you're like, what the fuck? What's he doing when he kills? It's fucking crazy. This is bad for me. Why am I yelling? Hi, you go.
Let's grab a suggestion. What do you think, guys?
Driving.
No. Abortion. I love it here. You know my favorite part of the night? When people yell out things, and I don't even think involuntary. Sometimes you hear someone behind that person. I really do know they don't, you know, because you're what? Maybe you're high. Maybe you're drinking. Somebody yells something out to repeat it like it's not a good one. They go... And then the person doesn't want to turn around and go, what, you think my idea sucks? You know, I had that happen over there. When you said something, I was like, but I meant it in a good way, not a bad way. And then Jeremiah said something, and I was like, what? That's what you do if you get lost in your story. Just finish it up. Make people think they're lost. Sounds like that. I'm like, Jeremiah. And he's like, what? And I fucking laugh so hard. Like, I don't. Okay, yes, Jeremiah.
Let's grab another suggestion. Okay. Well, that seems like more of a personal attack. than a suggestion.
I don't know what I have. It's probably a mixture of a lot of things.
ADD? If you mix it up, it smells dead.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Think about that.
Shut the fuck up.
Think about it, Todd.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Think
bro.
About think. What he's saying right now.
Think.
If you...
This guy, you gotta think.
I came up with that just
he
now,
He just
guys.
Comes up with that. He's like, what the fuck? This guy just... This guy here, you don't understand. You're witnessing this guy. He's the type of guy in 5 years you're gonna go, I saw that guy at the fucking Comedy Store. And he's gonna go, what the fuck? And you'll be like, shit.
I saw that guy at
the
Comedy Store.
Fucking the Comedy Store.
He did an armed robbery with the guy in the front row.
Yeah.
I saw that guy in the news.
I like how he was bragging almost. He didn't seem to be remorseful. That's all I wanted to say before. But anyway. But I think you'd even agree. No, I know. You know what? Can I tell you something? My manager told me to do that joke, and it was disrespectful. I'm sorry. He's fucking, fuck you. I'm dropping you. And I swear to God, I'm dropping you. I went because it's not important.
Wait,
why?
Wait, Todd.
What?
You swear to God?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Okay.
Yeah, to God.
All right.
There's not so edgy about that joke, except comedically I love it because even me, and I don't believe in a traditional God, but you still, that's inbred in you. If somebody says, I swear to God, I still like to believe, I hope they wouldn't lie. They were swearing to God, you know? But I don't swear
to God. Do you think if...
But I swear to God comedy-wise because it's fun to... Swear to God, and then lie. I swear to fucking God, I'm 20. I swear to fucking God. And you go, there's no fucking way this guy's 20.
Do you think it has the same impact with other gods outside of God? Like, I swear to Buddha. Like, do you think that people take it as seriously?
I swear to... Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you want an honest answer, which you probably didn't for this show, but... sorry. Hey, you seem nice.
Next suggestion. What do we got?
Driving.
Been there, done that. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh God! Don't get me started.
Don't get me started on driving.
Driving. Are you shitting me?
Whole, yeah.
I could go on about that.
Well,
I mean, the fact that you yelled that out, I'm pretty excited to talk about it. Every time I'm like, get out of my way, you know. And I'll tell you what I'm gonna do eventually.
What are you gonna do?
No. Well, it gets me. Yeah. That I got tons of material. You could sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down because I got driving. Believe me, I got it. I got fucking plenty of material. And what I like about it, it's relatable. You start talking about driving.
And then I've been there.
The crowd goes, yeah, that's exactly what I do. Some people get excited. There was a guy in the crowd last night, stood up. I swear to fucking God. He's like, that is exactly what I do. This comedian does exactly what I do. I relate with you. And I loved it. I thought that's what everybody. Right. Yes, any other questions?
One more suggestion.
See how
we'll
good I am?
Out. It's
I want
great.
To be professional and fun.
Jeff Bezos.
Talking quietly.
I yell. I know. Oh, wow.
You know, you could be right and still a little not too nice. Gotta be honest. Wasn't I honest, but in a nice way?
She didn't give a comedic suggestion. She just gave like a life suggestion.
But she's right. She's right.
She's like, what if you considered talking quietly? Like, would it change?
But you know what?
Like,
that's why I said she can be right. She is right. Like, as soon as she said it, I'm like, yeah, I'm in a little room. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to lower.
I don't know how to tell you this. You're that guy tonight.
Thank you. All right. What's up? So one more suggestion?
One more.
Two if you're got. I'll tell you what I'll do, and I don't normally do this.
All right.
I'm in a good mood. I'll let you do two.
All right. What do we got, guys?
Disney World.
Well, don't believe me. I actually. When's the last time you've been to Disney World?
Never been.
Never?
What? Never
Disney
been.
Disney World or Disneyland?
I've been to Disneyland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's easy. Yeah. You should say it.
Overrated.
Woo!
Really?
Yeah.
I said it. It's overrated. Moving on. Folks, I am the villain of Disneyland. This is why Disneyland sucks. Okay? They hook you when you're a little kid, and then they build on your nostalgia and over, and then it's really not that good because I went as an adult. Not good.
You know what? Maybe he's right.
And then, you know, the back, I have the same stories of, like, Disneyland as a little kid, my parents brought me. It's fucking amazing. And maybe it is, I don't know. But what if as you get older, you're like, a lot of negative goes on here, too. So it's like somebody that would build their house from an old church. Like, it's denied, you know. You know something's happened, but you're willing to still build your house from an old church. That's denied. That's real fucking denied. You get that. And there's people living in churches right now. That's denied. Never do they go, there's so weird energy here. Because we know probably something negative happened. Build our house.
Question for the people that booed me. This is a question.
Walt Disney would not want this man to be booed. This is a guy that spends his whole life making people laugh and never punches down, always gets silly and funny, and you guys boo him? You're lucky that the world loves the stage right now. Get out of here. Somebody who's trying to drive off a cliff. I'll teach you a lesson. And he'd do it. It's not chicken shit.
I commit.
Do it.
I commit
he
to
would
it.
Fucking do it. Just because we'd all get a laugh. It's not funny jokes about suicide, I'll tell you that right now. That's why I stopped doing it. I could have done that bit for another 20 minutes, but I didn't.
People who booed me, did you go to Disneyland as a kid?
Why am I yelling?
No.
No?
I haven't been yet.
You have?
You put me off.
I like how she's visiting from another country. She's like, I was supposed to go to Disneyland tomorrow. This is my American dream, to go to Disneyland. That's exactly what I wanted
You'll
to do tomorrow.
You'll like it. It'll be great. I'm caught in the middle here. Caught in the middle.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. It all sounds the same over here. Yeah, we're not Irish, we're Welsh, that's what we are, okay? We're just trying to get to Disneyland on a Tuesday night, alright? You're really raining our parade over here. So boo you, sir. Oh. Boo you, an American. You pretentious scum. Oh, you never went to Disneyland as a kid, me neither, but I still want to go later. Guys, Todd Glass, we did it!
I want to say one more thing. If I can have just so in my head I'll sleep good at night, because I think I did a good job. I think that she was right about the volume. I could have split the difference. I could have moved my mouth away from the mic. So if you're thinking, I actually like that guy. See, he could still yell just off mic. That's what I'm going to be doing. So don't be afraid if you see my name in a show. Oh, that's the guy that yells. You know. Bring it up. And the last voice I wanted you to hear tonight was this voice right now. So thank you very much.
Todd, I swear to God, that was one of my favorite sets of the night. Did we have a good time tonight, guys? Keep it going for Todd Glass, Jesse May Peluso, Tony Baker, Josh Potter. I'm Jeremiah Watkins. I hope you guys had an amazing time. We do this show every second Tuesday of the month at the Comedy Store. I hope you come back and visit us. I've been doing this show around LA for over 12 years. I'm so glad that you guys were here, a part of this tonight. Thank you. I love you. And be safe. Have a great night.